that's confusing. Yeah. Okay.
You told that there are two ways. First, receive this simulation from spiritual master, and the second, when the devotee has some attraction, natural attraction from previous lives. But sometimes the devotee can maybe sometimes it can be like mind, just mind. Maybe this is not real attraction. Maybe it's like imagination.
The point is, it's very, very. First of all, it's very, very rare that anyone has any interest. For example, if someone has an idea, a feeling, an idea, a desire, a thought, a mental projection, whatever, that I would like to be a mandri and serve Radharani. I don't know why. I hear about all these different leelas of Krishna, and I read about these different devotees, and I like Radha and Krishna, and I like the gopis, and I understand a little bit about Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Lord Chaitanya came to especially emphasize Gopi Bhava Angikara, although it is a verse he came to broadcast the four rasas. Especially he came for Narpita Chidam Chirat Akaranaya, this one verse, so Bhakti Shriyam. He especially came for this Gopi Bhava. Even says in one place in Ramananda Samvag, Madhyalila chapter 8, that Gopi Bhava Angikara, that he wanted everyone to accept Gopi Bhava. That was his personal mood, which he revealed to Ramananda Roy, Madhyalila chapter 8. There's also a verse where it says he came to broadcast the four rasas. So you can also say, okay, I'm interested in Sakya Ras, so I'm following Lord Chaitanya. You can't disagree with that. That may be the person's relish or taste or attraction. But Lord Chaitanya didn't say that he wants everyone to accept Sakya Ras. He said Gopi Bhava Angikara. Lord Chaitanya would like that everyone would accept Gopi Bhava, whoever can. And most Gaudiyas, of course, are in Gopi Bhava and interested in that. And that's what's written about, and that's what's taught, and that's what's described. So that if someone is interested, he hasn't received Siddhadeya from a guru, but somehow he's initiated in bhakti and he's a Gaudiya, and he has some attraction, then he just follows the attraction. That's what it says in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that this lobha, he says that Raghunuga Bhakti depends on interest, greed, attraction, attachment. You want this thing. You don't mentally analyze, oh, how is this a mental projection? Or do I actually feel this way? It's a little bit psychotic, you know, when you start splitting the mind like that. You know, it's like, it's simple mathematics. There's a boy, there's a girl. The boy looks at the girl, he falls in love. Now he's going to spend the next 5 years trying to analyze, well, am I in love or am I not in love? Am I attracted to that? Am I really attracted or just my mind's attracted? Or is it, why am I attracted? Then you pass your whole life and you never fall in love, never get married, and you know, it's just like you're just living your mind. So actually, even if you look at ISKCON, there's maybe a few million people in ISKCON, in this, you know, the whole world of ISKCON. How many people are interested at all in Mandri Bhav? 1 out of 50,000? Very few. So if someone is and someone's attracted, then he should consider that's his fortune. Not that he mentally analyzes, oh, am I cracked? Am I gone crazy? I'm weird, or why do I feel like this? I'm attracted like this. That's that. It's like asking, oh, I like this type of flavor. You know, this type of sweet. I like burfi. Why do you like burfi? I like it. You know, there's not a long dissertation or PhD about why you like burfi. And why don't you like Mysore pak? Why don't you like laddus? I don't know, I don't like. I don't like the taste. I like this. So it's personal taste and attraction. Simple. If you have it, then follow it. So you, some people, they're not, they don't have any, they don't get attracted to anything, so they don't pursue anything. But if you're attracted, that means you're interested and you want that thing, and then your heart feels that way, so then you cultivate it under the guidance of shastras and sadhus. You cultivate the devotion of the rag marg. I don't know if this interest is a mental projection or it's just imitating somebody else. Just ask yourself, do you like it? You feel good about it? You want this? You don't care what anybody else says? This is being offered here in Gaudiya Vaishnavism. That's it, bus. Then figure out how to attain that and how to follow that and how to cultivate and develop that interest and that attraction, that rag, that lobha. Krishna Smaranam Janam Chasya is a verse in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu describing Raghunuga Bhakti. Krishna Smaranam Janam Chasya, then it says, Nija Samhitam. It says, Nija Samhitam, that one should remember Krishna Smaranam Janam Chasya. One should remember the associates of Krishna and Vrindavan according to his choice. Nija samhitam, something like this. But it's not really our choice. Let me see. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Should I follow the subal? It just happens. It's some special peculiarity that this person is interested in and this person is not. Somehow he's a recipient. He's a pracha-vashishta. He's a recipient of some special peculiarity or speciality where he likes this thing. And that's what Gaudiya Vaishnavism is all about. Ostensibly and primarily, Lord Chaitanya and all his followers came to teach Gopi Bhav, Mandri Bhav, and how to attain it.